This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name, thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. So glad to be here again today. And I was thinking on the scripture where it says, trust in the Lord and do good, so shall ye dwell in the land. And truly, you shall be fed. And I was thinking on, we are being fed. We are being nurtured. Our souls are fed. And I'm just glad to know, in the land we shall dwell is the land of holiness. And being fed, our souls are being fed. And at this time, I present unto you our pastor, who is truly feeding us, our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips. To our elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. They're going on with God, but we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We want to talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Before we get into that thought, choir is going to sing this number I love, The Gates of Zion.
A narrow way must enter at the straight gate, a plumb line made by the plumb line. A watchman on the walls of Jerusalem sits on thrones judging the tribes of Israel. And what's known of the Savior, it's been revealed to us by the Son. The Lord loveth more than all the dwellings of Jacob. His anointed one to
come from the Lord. Thank God for our choir. We are few in number, but they are sanctified and they are pleasing the Lord. Deacon Debbie, what's our announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now our pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God for our Deacon Debbie. Another Sabbath day, glad to be with you, all of you that hear my voice. We are glad to be with you, and we're glad for this door of utterance. We are God's covenant church, and we do keep God's word, which is the doctrine of God. Always have been. God, I've only had one doctrine, and it's His Word, which is God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
Now, to understand what I'm talking about, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? That's for yesterday, today, and it's forever. There is no other nation greater than those that keep God's commandments, that have God so close to them. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law? Now, why would God do away with anything that's righteous? Would not, will not, and he's not going to, that's never has been his way. I know the devil out here, they got these ministers telling the people that law was done away with because God knew you couldn't obey it. Then you're talking about God's word. These are ones that God did not send. They don't know God, and they don't know his word. They have no understanding, and they cannot rightly divide the word of truth.
That's right.
As it says again, what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? The Lord said, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets. I come to fulfill. And as he is, so are we in this world. We walk as he walked. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Let's go to Hebrews 13 and 8. That's where our thought is, my thought is, and I hope it becomes your thought to meditate upon, to believe.
Right. Yes.
To receive. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Yes.
Hebrews 13 and 8. And 9. What does it say, Deacon?
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
Now, if he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, that means he don't change. Mm-hmm. And if he said, I come not to destroy the law or the prophets, God have not moved from that position. God said in his word, thou shalt have no other gods before me. God have not moved from that position. And the Lord said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. He has not moved from that position.
That's right.
And we're not just Sabbath day keepers here. We keep God's word. And one is just as great as the other, because if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's right.
Thou shalt not bear false witness. God have not moved from that position. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. What?
Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines.
Divers and strange doctrines have been since the world began. Divers and strange doctrines have been since God sent his anointed out to give word to those that will live for him. Since Jesus came, since Peter, James, John, Paul, Moses, all the prophets, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, there's always been ones with diverse doctrines. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Colossians 2 and 6. Let's go there.
All right.
And I hope everyone that hear my voice have understanding, get understanding. That's my prayer, that God would open up their understanding. And it's to he that hath an ear. Now, if you don't understand, it's probably because you're not sheep. Because the Lord said, my sheep hear my voice. Colossians 2:6. What does it say?
As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him.
So how do you walk in Jesus? You walk in Jesus because Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You can walk in God and you can walk in his Word, because his Word is 10 precepts. They're statutes, and they're upright, and they're righteous. It's called the law. It was commanded. You can walk in them. But so many have received Jesus that way. They've only received Jesus as a picture, as a figure that came in the flesh. But what he stood for and what he preached, they don't pay attention to that. But they listen to a lie that's been told about him, that from those that don't know him, saying he paid the price, you couldn't, nothing you could do. That's a lie. As he made himself a living sacrifice, we are living sacrifices. Because if we don't sacrifice ourselves, his sacrifice don't benefit us. Read.
Rooted and built up in him.
Rooted and built up in him. What?
And established in the faith.
So, to be established in the faith, that means you have faith with works. You can believe that he came and died for our sins, for the sins of the world. But if you don't have the works that you believe it, your works are dead. And faith without works is dead. Now the devil tell you, well, you can't work your way to heaven. You better have these works or you don't have no interest in the heaven. And we will be judged by our works. We're going to be rewarded. So that's an outright lie. Works do get you to heaven. But they've got to be the works of righteousness, not by your own so-called good works, what you deem is nice. It's got to be what God deemed the works of faith. Rooted, built up in him, and established in the faith. What?
As ye have been taught.
Now you have to be taught. You can read the 10 precepts. They can be hanging in a courtroom. They can be hanging in your church. They can be hanging around your closet, below your cabinet. But if you're not taught what they really mean spiritually, so you cannot bring about the works in righteousness. Read.
Abounding therein with thanksgiving.
Abounding with thanksgiving. It's not talking about that day everybody pick up, try to celebrate once a year. This is being thankful all the time. And when you're thankful all the time, what do you need to bow your head for? The Lord, thank you for my food. When he says, I'm going to bless your bread and water. When you go out, when you come in, your storehouse, everything you put your hand to, if you keep my commandments. The Lord said this. When you're praying for this and praying for that, he says, seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness and all the things going to be added. He said, your heavenly Father knows what you got in need of. You ain't got to pray for that. The Lord taught that. That means you ain't got to bow your head and say, Lord, thank you for this food. If you live for God, you are being thankful. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
But there's nothing wrong. Say, well, you don't give God. I thank God all day long. I thank God for what I've had, what I'm going to get today, and what I'm going to get tomorrow. Yeah. So when I do it, when I commit to putting it in action, I ain't got to say nothing else.
That's right.
When they had the communion instituted, they said after supper was over, he wasn't praying over the food before supper. They sat down and ate.
That's right.
And said, now the one that dipped in the sop, that's the one going to betray me. They weren't praying over anything, but he brought forth the bread as a symbol and he prayed. This is the bread of my body, broken for my body, broken for you. Yeah. Just going through the what is symbolized. He wasn't praying over the food. He was praying that we know what these symbols meant. The wine, his blood, and the bread, his body. That's what that prayer was for.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Beware. What?
Lest any man spoil you through philosophy.
We've been spoiled through philosophy by these jackleg preachers that don't know God, and I call them jackleg, from the graham cracker all the way down. Don't make no difference what your position was. These scribes and Pharisees were doctors of the law, but they were jackleg because they didn't know God. That's all jackleg mean. Somebody made you up, but you ain't the real thing. That's what jackleg is. Come to plumb your house and tear it up. Don't know what they're doing. Don't know a pipe from a wrench. That's jackleg. You get your pipes fixed, and next thing you know, you got your house being painted. All
right.
Beware, at least any man spoil you through philosophy. What?
And vain deceit.
What?
After the tradition of men.
After the traditions of men, we've just come through a myriad of holidays which got nothing to do with God. And everywhere I go, how was your holiday? How was your Christmas? How was that? I just look at them and smile. I didn't answer them. Just another day. And all these New Year's resolutions. Why don't you just make a resolution last 6 months ago? Say, Lord, I ain't doing this no more. Make your resolution. What you going to do? Say, Lord, I'm going to keep your word. Got to wait till the New Year's end to do that for you. Just another day. And the next day, you're right back in the same spot. But now I can't make another resolution. Well, you know what? I ain't going to make no more resolution this year. But next year when I make that one, I'm going to be for real. I'm going to get built up all year long. And when I say, Lord, next year, I'm going to mean it. That's foolishness.
It is, Pastor.
After the rudiments, after the traditions of men, what?
After the rudiments of the world.
It's of the world. Got to do with Christ. All this stuff is of the world. It's not what's written. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Beautiful.
What?
And not after Christ.
Not after Christ. Mm-hmm. Hebrews 5 and 12. Let's go there.
Beautiful, yes.
Listen, rightly divide the word of truth. That's what we're all about here.
Mm-hmm.
Over here, that's what we do. We make it plain so you understand what God requires of man.
Yes.
Right divide the word of truth. Over here, that's what we do. Isn't that beautiful?
Uh-huh.
Let's keep it rightly divided. 5 and 12.
5 and 12. Yes, Pastor. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God.
Need someone to teach you what be the first principles of the oracle. They ain't nothing but God's word. The oracles is God's testimony. The oracles are the commandments. The oracles is the law.
Yes.
And ones have need to be taught again the first principles. The first principle is don't have no gods before God. That's the first principle.
Right.
Don't take his name in vain. And all the way down. These are the first principles. And after you get to the first principles, then there's depths. You go in as far as you want. You never get all the knowledge of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, Pastor.
Read.
And are become such as have need of milk.
Got need of the sincere milk of the word. Don't understand. Let's go back. What are these gods? What do you think a god is? A god is something you worship.
Yes.
And they've been doing this since I can remember. None of this stuff got nothing to do with God. Let's worship his word.
Yes.
Because that's God.
Yes.
Read.
And not of strong meat.
You don't have... You can't handle strong meat. Say, what you talking about? Too strong. Because you say, well, I don't pray over no food. What? You're not thankful? I'm thankful all the time. As the Lord told Nicodemus, how you go back in your mother's womb the second time? Really? And although ministers say they understand, everything they talk about is natural. It's a spiritual birth. This birth of Christ don't mean anything if you haven't been born again. What does it mean?
Beautiful.
You giving gift to everybody but God. Give them to your kids. They throw things at the teacher, at you, don't obey.
Right.
And you buy them all this gift, get them all the turkey, greasy.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Pastor.
But to obey you, they don't obey you.
Right.
And you reward them.
Right.
The gift God wants us to give is a life to him.
Yeah.
To have a life.
Yes.
By letting Christ be born in us, that's the gift.
Yes.
And you don't need a day to celebrate. You're supposed to do that every day.
Yes.
Presenting our bodies a living sacrifice.
Beautiful.
Holy, not Baptist.
Holy.
Holy.
Beautiful.
Reasonable service. That's just reasonable.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, it is.
Let's go to the sixth chapter, six and one, six Hebrews.
One. Yes, my sir.
Right there.
Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ.
Now, how can so many leave the principles? They ain't never got to them. Because they don't know them. They think the principle is saying, Jesus died for your sin, died on the cross.
Right.
That ain't the principles of God. That's an act of sacrifice for our sins. But that's not the principles. And because he obeyed his own principles, that's the reason why he was able to give up that sacrifice. When we obey God's word, we present our bodies a living sacrifice. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. How many know the doctrine? There are many people don't know it. So what's your doctrine? Everybody said they're preaching God's word. That's the doctrine. It's God's word.
That's right.
How many doctrines we got out here? God only got one doctrine, but Paul is saying, leaving the principle of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to what? Perfection.
Perfection.
Why are they not talking about that?
Right, yes.
Because they don't have it. They don't believe in it. They haven't been taught it. They don't know about it. All they've been told, you can't do this. And the devil told that those in the garden. You ain't going to surely die. God said, yes, you will.
Yes, you will.
Oh, you ain't going to surely die. That's the same lie the other day. What you can't do. What ain't going to happen. Go on to perfection. What?
Not laying again the foundation of repentance.
Wait a minute. The Lord said if you, your brother sin against you 70 times, seven, forgive him. That's a foundation.
No way, Pastor.
Every time you turn around, God knows I ain't what I'm going to be. Really? Yeah, I do. He know what you're going to be. I know what you're going to be if you got a foundation of repentance. You ain't going nowhere. You got to lay aside that foundation of repentance and what?
Yes. Foundation of repentance from dead works.
From dead works. Because you're supposed to have works of faith. Faith with works. So I believe he died. But sure, we know that. I knew that before I got saved. He died and believed it. But I have no works. So my faith was dead. The work is, if I really believe he died for my sins, get rid of them gods. Quit making graven images. Don't take his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day. Not just remember the Sabbath, but to keep it holy. That means you got to live holy. Honor thy father and thy mother, those that carry God. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. If you really got the faith,
all right.
If you have faith in God, you will obey.
Yes,
those principles. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And the depths of those principles.
Right.
Read.
And of faith toward God. And of
so we want to lay aside foundation of repentance and of dead works and of faith towards God. Because you got to lay aside, I got faith in God. I believe God.
Right.
This is the Lord said, the scripture says the devils believe and tremble. So what? Because you believe. That's just faith in God. So what? Devils believe too, but they don't live for God.
That's right.
What?
That's right, Pastor. Of the doctrine of baptism.
Well, now wait a minute. You got to be baptized here. That's a doctrine. It's true. But it's not the baptism they're talking about. To be baptized in God's word is to obey his word. Being submerged in the principles. But the Baptists think, well, if you come, now I'm saved. I ain't been to church in 20 years. I'm still saved, though. Wow. I was baptized when I was 10.
All right, Pastor.
You just went and, as Teacher Brown said, in the water, a wet devil came up, a wet devil. So what? You're still a devil. You ain't living holy.
That's right.
That ain't the baptism God talking about. Baptism God is being washed from the gods and all these things, being washed away from it, and you're washed away as you obey it. That's what God is talking about.
Beautiful, Pastor.
But they got this baptisms. If you ain't baptized, you ain't saved. What?
Of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands.
Now, wait a minute. Now, the apostles, they laid their hands on their spoke in tongues. So if you don't speak in tongues, yabba dabba do, you ain't saved. Oh. Your pastor is he anointed? Do he put his hands on you and do you speak in tongues? Well, one came and I didn't touch it, but he was slobbing all over the place. He took a king, just slob coming all out of his mouth. Yeah, he wasn't speaking in no tongue. He was speaking out of spit.
Yes, he was.
And they get on the ground, yabba dabba 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 do, yabba dabba do. And the Flintstones, everybody just running and stuff. That ain't what God is talking about. And it's about, God said,
don't worry, Pastor.
That's foolishness. That ain't no doctor, no laying on hands. That's because that don't make you saved because God lay, move his anointing to lay his hands on you. That don't make you saved. That's, if God lay his hand, it's for something of note.
Yeah, beautiful.
That has nothing to do with a doctrine. That's like unto, you know, when you buy the cake mix, all the ingredients just come inside.
Mm-hmm.
They got sugar in it?
Mm-hmm.
Now this cake, does it have powder? It comes with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ask somebody, you got powder in the cake? How do you think it became a cake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got some shoes. You have a tongue in it? Sure it does. Mm-hmm. Shoes come with a tongue.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad when you buy a pair of shoes, got holes, and say, where's the strings? They don't come with strings. They come extra. You got to pay for that. Don't buy them shoes. Somebody's selling you a false bill of goods. If you buy some shoes, got holes in it, the strings supposed to come with it. Look underneath it. It should be the strings tucked inside. If they don't say, you take these shoes off, you know what? Get my money back. Read.
And of resurrection of the dead.
Resurrection of the dead. Yeah, on that day, everybody going to be sitting up in the sky on hold till everybody in all the universe come together. And we're all going to be in line to get a judgment, resurrection. That's a carnal vision. Mm-hmm. It's not like that. But they got doctors that teach that mess.
Yes.
You're going to be judged on the last day. That was Mary saying, I know my brother going to rise on the last day. He said, listen, I am the resurrection.
Isn't that beautiful?
Because remember now, he told him, if you believe in me, you're not going to ever die.
Never die.
That means you won't get judged. Your judgment starts here.
Beautiful.
If I die now, I want to die again.
Right.
My body might die, but I don't die. I just go on with God.
Yes.
Right? Because we're in the kingdom.
Beautiful.
That's what God is talking about. So somebody should say, now you said we're going to have a resurrection of the dead. When we leave this house, we're going to all be sitting for our judgment. What about those that ain't never died? That's always with Christ. What are they going to be doing? Now, that's a good question. I'm going to have to look into that because we've had 35 years of research. All that foolish stuff they're talking about. And to say the eternal judgment, all
and
these things, these
judgment.
Are doctrines.
Yes,
Pastor.
Eternal judgment starts in the house of God,
uh-huh.
Not when you leave here.
That's right.
It starts now. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Hebrews 13:8 again.
13:8.
I'm not getting into nearly the thought I want to bring out because we go back to Genesis. That's where we're going. He's the same. In the beginning, he gave the commandments to the man, which is male and female. His anointed, every one of them. He gave the commandments in the mount. Every one of them. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Read it again, 13:8, Hebrews.
Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever.
What?
Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines.
All these strange doctrines when it's one simple thing, God's word.
Yes.
They come and ask the same thing. What faith are you? How many faiths is it? The scripture tell you plain, it's one Lord, one faith. Why are you asking me what faith am I unless you see I'm not like you? We're supposed to all be this one in Christ Jesus. If we're in Christ Jesus, we're all in his word.
Yes.
Don't say we're all in Christ Jesus, you're not in the word. My brother, he deep off in the word. You keep God's commandments? No, that's done. We don't keep the commandments. That's the old Mosaic law. You don't know God. Because God is the word. That's what the word is. And it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. What?
For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace.
Grace. What does Exodus 20:6 say?
All right, that's it.
So many don't know what grace means. Grace is just mercy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then he said Noah found grace.
Yes.
In the eyes of the Lord.
Yes.
Before he came, you know, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. It sure did. Jesus Christ is God. Noah found grace. 20:6 says what?
Mm-hmm. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Now, wait a minute. It's telling you it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. How are you going to get grace, which is mercy, without keeping God's commandments. Now he said, well, I had mercy when I was a child. Then if you did, you make God's word a lie. Because he's showing mercy to those that keep his commandments. If we weren't commandment keepers before we got here, you weren't under the mercy of God. And he wasn't showing you grace. That devil was, not God. That devil showed Moses grace. That devil, which is Pharaoh's daughter, saw that ark come down and had compassion on that ark. God knew what she was going to have. God didn't put it in. The devil got mercy too. Devil got all, just about every attribute God got except for holiness. He's almost, but not quite there.
That's right, Pastor. Beautiful.
And people get fooled because he's good and evil. What people don't know is Hitler is best friends with the Pope. In spirit. Because they're really the same. They're the same umbrella. That's just the good side, and one is the more extreme evil side. That's all. Still the same thing. They're all going to the same place. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, Pastor. Yes, Pastor.
What are we reading?
20:6.
And what?
And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Say John 7:14. Let's read that.
Yes, Pastor.
This is a great lesson.
Yes, Pastor.
And I'm hoping that everybody that see this broadcast, stay with me.
Yes.
And as we open up here in service, we will continue in this thought. Jesus Christ, the same as the day of the Lord. St. John 7:14, what does it say?
Now about the midst of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and taught.
Teaching the people in the temple. Mm-hmm. What?
And the Jews marveled, saying.
Now, isn't that beautiful? Listen now, Brother Boy went up into Harlem teaching, and the blacks marveled. Mm. You can say that because I ain't caught up with no black.
Exactly.
And if the blacks cutting up, call them like it is. They're the one cut up. The blacks, not the yellows,
exactly.
Not the grays, but the blacks. That's the one, just like him. They're the one cut up with me. The blacks.
Right.
Just because I said Martin Luther King was a freedom fighter, he wasn't holy.
No, he wasn't.
Neither was Abraham Lincoln. They were both the same people.
All right.
So what?
That's right, Pastor.
Nelson Mandela, he wasn't holy. He was just a freedom fighter.
That's right.
I don't think he's going to be in the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Not according to the word. I'm not bringing no judgment. I'm just judging what the word says.
Go ahead, Pastor.
The word says, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is holy, let him be holy still. That's what the word said.
Yes.
Blessed are they that keep his commandments, for they have a right to the tree of life. Now, if you're just a Baptist, you have no right to the tree of life, you ain't no commandment keeper. So, well, that's done away with. Then what is your right to the tree of life? Right?
Yeah.
Did I say that? Or my brother said that? Yeah, my brother said that.
Yes,
when he was on the Isle of Patmos.
All right. Go ahead, Pastor.
He was told that by Jesus.
Yes.
And Jesus said, I've sent my angel.
Go ahead.
To.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.